This picturesque park includes amenities such as a kids' playground, a dog park, and two ball fields. A recreational paradise, Community Park also offers almost a mile of free public beaches, with added covered ramadas that are available to the public. Visitors to the park can obtain information about our community from the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, or glance back into the history of the tri-state with the Colorado River Historical Society Museum of Bullhead City. No matter your age, Community Park has something for everyone. So come on out and enjoy.
For a great weekend, consider reserving one of Rotary Park's 28 medium and small ramadas for a great day and barbecue in the park right along the beach. Those looking for a venue to host a large party or gathering should consider one of Rotary's two large ramadas, each equipped with power and water. Rotary Park is located at 2315 Balboa Drive in Bullhead City and is open from 4:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily.
Hello, my name is John Torquato, and I work for the City of Bullhead City in the Wastewater Division. I'm here to remind you and to stress that there are only three things that should be disposed of in the sewer system. One, human waste, two, toilet paper, and three, gray water. Please do not flush any disposable or non-disposable wipes, baby wipes, paper towels, napkins, or any other paper or non-paper products, as this will cause a major sewer backup. And when I say major sewer backup, this is what I mean. This is our drying bed, and this is, our trucks pump this out, clean it out of the sewer lines, and they come here and dump. And what it's supposed to be is basically grease and human waste. And as you can see, it is more than that. We have wipes, we have plastic bag, razors, pencils, candy wrappers, screw, pieces of styrofoam, there's just a piece of plastic, hundreds and hundreds of tampon plastic applicators that should be thrown in the trash, never down the sewer. These clumps of stuff here that we're looking at, the white and the green stuff that you're seeing, is baby wipes, wipes, and paper. It plugs our pumps, and then it's labor in pulling the pump, and labor in diagnosing it. We have to send it out to a company when it burns up the pump. And we're talking minimum $40,000, $50,000 of taxpayers' dollars that can be avoided very easily.
With over 300 acres of space, 6 softball fields, a baseball field, Firebird football field, 8 lighted pickleball courts, a lighted tennis court, lighted basketball courts, a lighted skate park, a 9-hole regulation disc golf course, a beach volleyball court, 5 kilometers of hard surface walking and biking trail, and enough soccer fields to host over 200 teams in one location, Rotary Park is Bullhead City's premier outdoor sports destination. Rotary Park is located at 2315 Balboa Drive in Bullhead City and is open from 4:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily.
The City of Bullhead has contracted with Republic Services for the collection, transportation, and disposal of solid waste for the residents and businesses located within the city limits. Remember that blue carts and green carts are now both trash bins as residential recycling is discontinued throughout the city. Republic Services will be collecting trash Monday through Thursday. Monday's service area includes the general area of Silver Creek Road North, including the areas on the west side of Highway 95 between Silver Creek and Raymar Road. Monday's service will also include the areas surrounding the airport, McCormick Road, and both subdivisions on the north side of Highway 68. Tuesday's service area includes the area west of Highway 95 between Hancock Road and Riverview Drive all the way to the Colorado River, plus the Chaparral Terrace subdivision. Wednesday's service area includes Riviera area from Hancock Road north to the Colorado River, as well as the area south of Raymar Road to Mojave Drive. Thursday's service area includes Chaparral Golf Course, Fox Creek, Arroyo Vista, and Clearwater Hills. Under the current agreement with Republic Services, residents are allowed 6 bulky item pickups per year. To schedule or learn more about the services, visit the city's website at bullheadcity.com and navigate to the Community tab, then to Trash, Recycling, and Bulky Item Pickups. If you have questions concerning trash and recycling or to schedule a bulky item pickup, please contact Republic Services at 928-758-0000.
Rotary Park is the home of 2 annual AYSO soccer tournaments, 3 annual pickleball tournaments, 4 annual 5K races, and a different softball or baseball tournament almost every weekend of the year.
The city has done tremendous things with Rotary Park with the addition of pickleball courts.
In addition to major annual tournaments, Rotary Park accommodates several city and youth recreational leagues throughout the year.
We have 55 acres of quality fields that are lit. We are kind of the premier sports tourism hub because we have not only the facilities, but we also have the hotel rooms.
Rotary Park also offers many other great amenities for locals and visitors to enjoy. Over 1 mile of free public beaches at Rotary Park lie right along the Colorado River and are enjoyed year-round by swimmers, boaters, fishermen, and more. There's also a motorized and non-motorized boat dock, as well as a fishing jetty and fish cleaning station. Rotary Park is located at 2315 Balboa Drive in Bullhead City and is open from 4:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily.
Hello, and welcome to Bullhead City, Arizona, a beautiful community on the Colorado River. I'm Tom Brady, and I'm privileged to serve as the mayor of this rapidly growing city. Bullhead City welcomes thousands of visitors to our community each year for special events and to enjoy the Colorado River, Lake Mojave, and city recreational amenities. I invite you to visit us through these online videos and then come and see for yourself what makes Bullhead City such a popular destination.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Here in Bullhead City, that statement is really true. Nestled along the Colorado River at the point where Arizona, California, and Nevada meet, every view of Bullhead City is a postcard. Bullhead City is the economic and retail shopping hub for all of Mojave County and southeastern Clark County, Nevada region. More than 3 million people travel through Bullhead City every year to enjoy our warm weather and even warmer hospitality. Bullhead City hosts many special events throughout the year. We have just over 40,000 residents who get to enjoy all Bullhead City has to offer all year round. Come visit Bullhead City to see how you too can enjoy this paradise in the desert. Bullhead City is a rich recreational playground with amenities for the whole family to enjoy. Bullhead City's beauty provides the perfect backdrop for enjoying a day of hiking, off-roading, swimming, or just relaxing in one of the many parks in the community. The warm temperatures allow outdoor activities any day of the year. Outdoor lovers can choose between the cool, fast-flowing Colorado River or the warm, smooth waters of Lake Mojave for water sports like boating, water skiing, personal watercraft, and sports fishing throughout the year. Special events as the Splash Bash provides locals with extra excitement throughout the year. Many sports tournaments also provide an increase in recreation and in tourism for city residents and visitors. Bullhead City is a vibrant, prosperous area where building and growth flourish. The Laughlin Bullhead International Airport continues to grow. In the last 10 years, we've added over 1 million square feet of retail space, with every major retailer reporting better than expected sales. With many more national name brand stores continuing to take advantage of the friendly business environment and the experienced and knowledgeable workforce, shopping locally is easier than ever before. Bullhead City is serious about bringing new and expanding businesses to the tri-state area. We promise to make every effort to ease your transition. We offer several incentives to new qualified retail startups and will facilitate the use of state incentives for new industries interested in relocating to our region. Visit Bullhead City today and see firsthand why we're one of Arizona's fastest growing cities and the retail hub of Mojave County. In Bullhead City, we take education seriously. That philosophy is evident by the wide range of learning opportunities we offer, from preschool through college. With low student-to-teacher ratios within the Bullhead City area, we have several elementary, middle schools, and high schools, as well as charter and private schools offering after-school learning programs, technical training and computer labs, sports, and overall academics. Those interested in pursuing an advanced degree have a number of options to choose from. The Bullhead City campus of Mojave Community College is a two-year fully accredited public college with four campuses in Mojave County. And Northern Arizona University hosts a distant learning site through Mojave Community College, offering a variety of undergraduate and graduate degree programs. The community supports education and fosters an environment of community engagement. We think you'll agree, Bullhead City is a great place to learn. Bullhead City is known for its diversity of housing types and styles. From million-dollar homes on the Colorado River to existing site-built and manufactured housing and condominium projects, we have housing to suit any personality and budget. Baby boomers from across America relocate to Bullhead City because of its affordability. In fact, Bullhead City is one of the most affordable cities in Arizona. New subdivisions are being built throughout the community, offering magnificent views of the Black Mountains, Laughlin Casinos, and the Mojave Desert. Local developers, brokers, and real estate agents are here to help make your move convenient and affordable. A large selection of rental housing is also available in the area. From traditional single-family homes to mobile homes, condos, RV park spaces, and apartment complexes offering amenities like pool spa areas, workout facilities, and clubhouses. There is a rental option for everyone. Come to Bullhead City. We promise you'll feel at home from the first hello. Living in Bullhead City is like being on vacation all year long with 365 days of warm desert sunshine. We are an outdoor lover's paradise with parks and playgrounds, municipal swimming pool, fields, and many other organized sports facilities. There's a community spirit here that can't be found in larger cities. We treasure our neighbors and treat strangers as friends. We breathe fresh, clean air and enjoy a rush hour free commute. Bullhead City's great personality and abundance of natural resources provide a wealth of opportunities for people of all ages, including a public library, diverse restaurants, several golf courses, health fitness centers, and many first-class resorts in our sister city of Laughlin, Nevada. From simple pleasures to nights on the town, there's a lot to like in Bullhead City, Arizona.
Per city ordinance, all operators of rented personal watercraft, PWCs, are required to wear wristbands signifying they have watched and understand the safety video in its entirety, and they have signed the consumer protection form attesting to that fact. Failure to wear the wristband, watch this video, or sign the consumer protection form prior to operating a rented PWC may result in fines or other penalties.
Hello. I'm Chief Robert Treves of the Bullhead City Police Department. Each summer, thousands of people come to our area to enjoy the Colorado River, and many, like you, take to our waters on a rental watercraft. Unfortunately for some, the day is ruined when they are involved in a watercraft accident. Many of these accidents can be avoided by learning and practicing simple boating safety rules. We produce the following video to teach you these rules and help you have a safe, enjoyable experience on the Colorado River.
Personal watercraft, or PWCs, are performance watercraft capable of thrilling speeds and maneuvers. They are not toys, and they can be highly dangerous if used improperly. All riders are legally required to operate their PWC in a responsible manner. When traveling above a wakeless speed, riders must maintain at least 60 feet between themselves and other watercraft. Turning sharply to spray another PWC, boat, or someone on the beach is dangerous and illegal. Be aware of other boats around you. Avoid crisscrossing in front of other boaters and blocking their view. Remember, your PWC is capable of making very fast turns. Look around you before you turn. Don't surprise other boaters with sudden or unpredictable maneuvers. Jumping wakes or other boats is also very dangerous and against the law. Just like on the road, there's a pattern to the traffic on the river. It's counterclockwise. An easy way to remember this is to always keep the shore to your right. When approaching another watercraft head-on, both watercraft should turn to their right. This will allow both boats to pass safely. When approaching another boat to the side, the boat on the right has the right of way. But remember, when leaving the shore, let the boats in the traffic pattern go by first. They have the right of way in this circumstance. Sometimes you may want to pass a slower moving watercraft. Passing on the left or right side is legal as long as you leave enough room between watercraft to pass safely. Most people are used to being passed on the left in a car, so that may be the safer option. Pass far enough away so that your wake doesn't create a hazard for the other boat. If you're being passed, make sure that you don't turn into the path of the passing boat. While being passed, always maintain your direction and speed. During the summer months, ocean-certified lifeguards patrol the river on PWCs and walk the beach of Community Park. You can identify them by their bright neon yellow uniforms. Lifeguards on the river have the authority to issue commands and warnings to members of the public to keep everyone safe. The lifeguards are there for your safety and will respond to your aid in case of an emergency. Personal watercraft, or PWCs, are performance watercraft and should be handled with respect. Here are some PWC's specific safety considerations. PWCs are fast-moving, agile watercraft. Protect yourself by wearing goggles, gloves, and footwear. Stay away from the intake grate at the bottom of the PWC. Loose life jacket straps, bathing suits, or long hair can be sucked into the jet. Avoid being behind the water jet nozzle, especially when the throttle is applied. The water jet can throw rocks or debris and injure you.
Do not apply the throttle when someone is in the water behind you. Before operating a personal watercraft, make sure your PWC lanyard is attached to either your wrist or your life jacket. This will kill the engine and prevent your PWC from taking off without you if you fall. Everyone on a PWC must wear a properly fitted life jacket. A life jacket that's too big or too small will not keep you safe in the water. Your rental company will help you select the proper size jacket. Taking a passenger with you to enjoy the experience is a great way to spend the day. All passengers should be seated behind the operator. Make sure that all passengers' feet can reach the bottom of the foot trough. All passengers should be strong enough to hold on to the operator or the seat strap. Don't place small children in front of the operator. Learn how to properly right a turned over PWC. If not done properly, it can severely damage the PWC. Make sure you are physically up to righting your PWC. Although you don't plan on overturning your craft, you may end up in the water. Righting an overturned PWC in river currents can be strenuous. Your rental company can give you instructions on how to do so properly. Whether you have fallen off or jumped in, you'll need to get back onto your PWC. The most stable way to do so is from the rear. Remember, there are no brakes and no off-throttle steering. Give yourself plenty of time to avoid hazards, and don't outride your experience. Ask your rental company for details on operating the model you have rented and a demonstration on the water. There are areas on the river where you'll need to slow down, including several no-wake zones. Areas near a marina or any launch ramp are no-wake zones. Wake is the trail of white water and waves that follow a quickly moving vessel. While in a no-wake zone, slow down so that no wake is behind your watercraft. Going downstream, this is easy. Going upstream is a bit more challenging, but slow speeds can and must be maintained. Operators should be aware that the area south of the community park boat launch is a no-wake zone. The beaches in the Bullhead City Laughlin area are very crowded with many people swimming and wading in the water. Use extra caution while operating a watercraft near crowded beaches. People swimming near these beaches can be hard to see and avoid. Anytime you're in a congested area, slow down for the safety of everyone and to avoid a collision. There are also areas on the river where watercraft are not permitted at all. The swim beach at Community Park is a location designated for swimmers to enjoy the water without risk of injury from watercraft and is marked by a line of buoys. The area of the Colorado River just south of the Davis Dam is blocked off for all swimmers and watercraft by a bright orange barrier. Do not attempt to enter these areas with a PWC. Not only is it illegal to do so, but it's also dangerous and can cause significant damage to your PWC. The river environment has some inherent dangers that all operators should be aware of. Docks along the edge of the river can be a significant hazard. Swift currents can pull your watercraft into the docks, dangerously lodging you against them. Steer clear of docks along the river. Likewise, stay away from the bridge abutments. In any waterway, there are varying water depths. The Colorado River's clear water can make judging the water depth difficult. Stay clear of areas where the water appears to be a dark brown color. These areas are typically shallow waters. The depth of the Colorado River is affected by geography, weather, and the water release schedule of the Davis Dam. When the dam releases more water, the river levels rise, making the river deeper and safer for navigating a PWC. When the dam releases less water, the river becomes shallower, making conditions more hazardous for operating a PWC. As a general rule, water levels will be highest towards the middle of the day and lowest in the early morning and late evening. The current release schedule for the Davis Dam can always be found on the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation website. Only operate a PWC when the water levels are sufficient for safe operation. The swift currents can affect how your watercraft will respond. An inexperienced operator could lose control or have their PWC turned over. Do not make sudden turns or movements in areas of strong currents. Bullhead City is known as Arizona's hottest destination. Summer temperatures can exceed 110 degrees Fahrenheit. On a watercraft, you're directly exposed to summer sun. While getting in the river is a great way to cool off, you must remember to hydrate. Water is your best bet. Drink water before you feel thirsty, and remember to wear sunblock. Summers also bring in monsoonal activity. These are quick-moving thunderstorms with very high winds. Pay attention to the water around you. If you see storm activity, have a plan to quickly return to a safe area. If you see lightning or hear thunder, get off the water. Lightning can travel many miles away from storm clouds. Being out on the water and in the sun can compound the effects of alcohol and/or drugs. Boating while intoxicated is not just unsafe, it's illegal. Operating a watercraft under the influence carries fines and jail time, just like a DUI on the road. We encourage you to have a designated operator anytime you go boating.
Thank you for taking the time to watch this video. It is our goal to help you avoid tragedy by being an educated and safe operator. I encourage you to continue your education by taking boating safety courses. There are several great options to choose from online. Thank you and stay safe.
Hi, I'm Kim Cool, Senior Services Program Manager for Bullhead City, and I'd like to tell you about the Senior Campus. The Senior Campus is a hotspot for active individuals ages 50 plus. We offer daily activities, including various exercise classes like Zumba, eccentrics, commonly known as aging backwards, body moves for brain power, arthritis pain exercise, fall prevention classes, relaxation and mindfulness exercise, and chair exercise. If you're creative or would just like to learn, we've got lots to offer with beading, crocheting, knitting, sewing, quilting, painting, drawing classes, and card making. Perhaps you're a game player. Well, don't worry, we've got you covered with bingo, pinochle, poker, hand and foot, pass the trash, bunco, Mexican train, and skip-bo. There's also computers, puzzles, games, books, videos, and DVDs to keep you entertained. Many people just need support or resources, and we're your hub for giving you the contacts you need. Plus, we offer meetings to include veterans benefits, Medicare information, technology tutoring, document preparation assistance, men's support group, caregiver support, bereavement support for those recovering from loss, cancer support, Gamblers Anonymous, dementia education, and amputee support. There are just so many opportunities for making new friends by attending our parties, ice cream socials, line dancing, karaoke, monthly birthday celebration, and happy hour. Most importantly, we make sure you're educated through monthly lunch and learns and our free mini clinic. You owe it to yourself to come in and check us out. Perhaps during our Monday through Friday nutritious congregate lunch. Lunches are served at 11:30 and last lunch is at noon, with a suggested donation of $3 from those age 60 and above or disabled individuals, and $4 to those who are under 60. All this said, the Senior Campus also extends our reach with the Meals on Wheels program, delivering lunches and a wellness check to many area seniors who are homebound. Plus, we are home to the Angels Essential area, where individuals can shop freely for durable medical equipment donated by our local community. If you have any questions, please call 928-763-0193 or stop in to see us at 2275 Train Road here in Bullhead City. We are located off Highway 95 between Marina Boulevard and Hancock Road, right next to City Hall.
We've had many, many problems. You've heard me talking about the wipes and the flushable wipes that are really not flushable. We've had to replace two or three pumps at the beginning of that plant to a cost of about $40,000 a piece just about every year.
Bullhead City was incorporated in August of 1984. The police department took over in 1985. We are in the northwest area of Arizona, and we sit right on the Colorado River, right across the river from Laughlin, Nevada. Our mission here is to make sure that we provide the service that the citizens want and deserve by getting out into the community and listening to them
hearing what they want out of their police departments, and then changing our practices accordingly. The way the system of government is set up in America, the citizens give us our power and authority. And so it's really important that we get out and we listen to them. So getting out in the community gives them a chance to come up and tell us what they want and ask us questions and get to know us.
My focus on constitutional policing is keeping it at the forefront. The Constitution is such an important document in our society, in our way of life, that you understand that our authority to police comes from the consent of the governed. So if you understand that principle, it gives that document a different dimension. So constitutional policing for me is keeping it at the front, making sure my decisions are in line with the principles of the Constitution. And you also have to evaluate how has the Constitution been interpreted by the courts.
The community-oriented policing unit is the cops unit. They handle boats in the summer, their waterway patrols. They do a lot of OHV, which is the off-highway vehicle, or the UTV patrols as well. So through the deserts on like Can-Ams or side-by-sides. We do a lot of those patrols and enforcements as well. They do a lot of homeless outreach, because in our area, there's, because of the weather, you can have a lot more homeless than say somewhere cold. So we have a lot that are out in the desert that we can go out to with those UTVs and those side-by-sides, and we can reach out to them and provide them some of their resources.
Our officers, every year, coming back from summer vacation and from Christmas vacation, we have officers get out in the school zones, every school zone in town, for about 2-3 weeks. And we have them get in the center lane, turn on their lights, let citizens know, hey, school's back in session, slow down, you got kids walking around. So it's a safety aspect. But then the other cool thing that happens is our officers get out, they start interacting with the kids, you know, doing some high fives, handing out stickers, just encouraging them to get back in school. And the reason why that's so important is because, you know, with kids, you never know what background they come from. When you get out and you interact with them, these kids get to see, man, these guys are, they're normal people, normal men and women, and inspiring them.
Backup is our mobile crisis unit, and it stands for Bullhead Area Community Crisis Unification Program. We serve the general service area of Bullhead City. The mobile crisis unit is important for our community members who suffer from mental health diagnosis and or acute crisis. The piece is geared towards assisting our public safety, both our law enforcement and our EMS individuals, so that when they identify on scene someone who has an acute crisis or a mental health diagnosis, we can come in, take command of that scene when it's safe, and get our public safety and our EMS personnel back on the street doing what they do best.
The Bullhead City Police Department PACT Academy stands for Police and Citizens Together. At Bullhead City Police Department, we believe an informed community is a safer community to live in. And our Police and Citizens Together Academy is designed to give people a hands-on look at the Bullhead City Police Department. We take them behind the scenes. We give them a tour of our Bullhead City Police Department, our 911 dispatch facility, and we take them out to our range with our range instructors, and we give them a hands-on experience. They get to shoot our handgun, our rifle. They meet our forensic specialist and go through training with them. They tour our forensics lab, and they lift a fingerprint, seeing that it's not just something easy to do, that there's a lot that goes into, you know, processing a crime scene.
I personally like working here because the outpouring of support from this community is palpable. You can feel the support from this community.
The reason why I got into government, twofold. One, because I want to make sure people's rights are upheld. Even the people that choose a negative lifestyle that's not conducive to civil society, you know, they're out breaking the laws, they still need to be protected with their rights too. But the other reason is to make sure that government stays within its bounds. Make sure that it doesn't violate people's rights, doesn't intrude in people's rights, that we're not an occupying force. We're there to serve. We're there to be public servants for the community. It's just such an honor to be in this position. I certainly don't deserve it, you know, in the sense that it's such a blessing, but man, I love it, and I try to do the best I can for our men and women in this organization and for the citizens.
Welcome to Mojave College. The new name and look for the college officially launched on August 1st. The campus has held launch parties that included many community members. The change comes after approximately 2 years of research, meetings with students, employees, and the community, along with focus groups. Overall, more than 70% approved the college changing its name and look, and the board agreed. The addition and expansion of programs, including bachelor's degrees, along with enhanced student services and community engagement, were some of the top reasons cited for the change. There were also celebrations as students in three healthcare programs marked major milestones. Nursing assistant graduates were honored across all four campuses, surrounded by proud family, friends, and employees. Radiologic technology grads also took part in the time-honored pinning ceremony tradition, a symbolic welcome into their profession. Medical assisting students also celebrated with family, friends, and college employees as they too were recognized for their dedication and achievement. And we're not finished. Paramedic students completed their program and are now closer to achieving their career goals. They too were celebrated with a pinning ceremony on the Lake Havasu campus. Congratulations to all the future healthcare heroes from Mojave College. Be sure to head to mojave.edu to learn more about the college's healthcare programs. Just click Healthcare and Public Services in the middle of the homepage to view all the program options. Then click any of them for more information. From celebrating future healthcare workers to inspiring the next generation, Mojave College kept the momentum going. The Bullhead City campus welcomed 21 high school juniors for a 2-day hands-on experience through the MASH program. That's the Multiple Avenues for Successful Healthcare Careers. Hosted by the BHHS Legacy Foundation, students explored fields like nursing, dental, radiologic technology, phlebotomy, and more. All part of the college's healthcare and public services programs. The college is also buzzing with energy as students settle into campus life. Move-in day at the Bullhead City campus welcomed new and returning residents to Mojave Village Apartments. Families, friends, and staff lent a helping hand as students unpacked and got ready for the upcoming semester. It's all part of building community and making Mojave College feel like home. In Kingman, the city recently hosted Congressman Paul Gosar for a tour of the Kingman Airport Industrial Park, including a stop at Mojave College's new Advanced Manufacturing Training Center. The college was proud to assist by showcasing the region's first and only AMTC, where students will prepare for high-demand careers. And check this out, a stunning year-long time-lapse captures construction in progress from the ground up. A powerful preview of the development of the future of workforce training in Northwest Arizona. A ribbon-cutting event is scheduled for September 24th. You can also take a deep dive into the AMTC by checking out a recent Bighorn Blast podcast featuring Career and Technical Education Dean Jason Gee. Just head to mojave.edu, scroll down to the News and Events section, and click View More. Then you'll see the clickable Bighorn Blast newscast and podcast buttons in the online newsroom. Mojave College's Corporate Education Division recently partnered with Kingman Unified School District to deliver a tailored public relations boot camp at the district's 2025 Leadership Summit. Led by facilitator Ruth Helms, the two-hour workshop equipped KUSD staff with PR skills, strategic communication tools, and messaging techniques for schools and media. The Bighorn soccer teams recently lit up the field at Rotary Park with a free soccer clinic for kids ages 5 to 12. The kids had a blast. Be sure to head to mojavesoccer.com to keep up with the teams. Also, don't forget to head to the college online newsroom at mojave.edu/newsroom to access all your Bighorn Blast newscasts, as well as the Bighorn Blast podcasts. The college website and social media channels are the best way to stay up to date with the college news and events. And of course, if you have a story idea, send it to college@mojave.edu.
City meetings held at 5:30 p.m. in the City Council chambers. City Council meetings are held every first and third Tuesday of the month. Planning and zoning meetings are held every first Thursday of the month. And Parks and Recreation meetings are held every third Wednesday of the month. If you miss a meeting but you want to stay informed on your community, all meetings can be watched on the city's website at www.bullheadcity.com.
Community Park is the ideal place for year-round outdoor activities. Whether you're a local or just visiting, this picturesque park includes amenities such as a kids' playground, a dog park, and two ball fields. A recreational paradise, Community Park also offers almost a mile of free public beaches, with added covered ramadas that are available to the public. Visitors to the park can obtain information about our community from the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, or glance back into the history of the tri-state with the Colorado River Historical Society Museum of Bullhead City. No matter your age, Community Park has something for everyone. So come on out and enjoy.
For a great weekend, consider reserving one of Rotary Park's 28 medium and small ramadas for a great day and barbecue in the park right along the beach. Those looking for a venue to host a large party or gathering should consider one of Rotary's two large ramadas, each equipped with power and water. Rotary Park is located at 2315 Balboa Drive in Bullhead City and is open from 4:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily.
Hello, my name is John Torquato, and I work for the City of Bullhead City in the Wastewater Division. I'm here to remind you and to stress that there are only three things that should be disposed of in the sewer system. One, human waste, two, toilet paper, and three, gray water. Please do not flush any disposable or non-disposable wipes, baby wipes, paper towels, napkins, or any other paper or non-paper products, as this will cause a major sewer backup. And when I say major sewer backup, this is what I mean. This is our drying bed, And this is, our trucks pump this out, clean it out of the sewer lines, and they come here and dump. And what it's supposed to be is basically grease and human waste. And as you can see, it is more than that. We have wipes, we have plastic bag, razors, pencils, candy wrappers, screw, pieces of styrofoam. There's just a piece of plastic. Hundreds and hundreds of tampon plastic applicators that should be thrown in the trash, never down the sewer. These clumps of stuff here that we're looking at, the white and the green stuff that you're seeing, is baby wipes, wipes, and paper. It plugs our pumps, and then it's labor in pulling the pump, and labor in diagnosing it. We have to send it out to a company when it burns up the pump, and we're talking minimum $40,000, $50,000 of taxpayers' dollars that can be avoided very easily.
With over 300 acres of space, 6 softball fields, a baseball field, Firebird football field, 8 lighted pickleball courts, a lighted tennis court, lighted basketball courts, a lighted skate park, a 9-hole regulation disc golf course, a beach volleyball court, 5 kilometers of hard surface walking and biking trail, and enough soccer fields to host over 200 teams in one location, Rotary Park is Bullhead City's premier outdoor sports destination. Rotary Park is located at 2315 Balboa Drive in Bullhead City and is open from 4:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily.
The City of Bullhead is contracted with Republic Services for the collection, transportation, and disposal of solid waste for the residents and businesses located within the city limits. Remember that blue carts and green carts are now both trash bins as residential recycling is discontinued throughout the city. Republic Services will be collecting trash Monday through Thursday. Monday's service area includes the general area of Silver Creek Road North, including the areas on the west side of Highway 95 between Silver Creek and Raymar Road. Monday's service will also include the areas surrounding the airport, McCormick Road, and both subdivisions on the north side of Highway 68. Tuesday's service area includes the area west of Highway 95 between Hancock Road and Riverview Drive all the way to the Colorado River, plus the Chaparral Terrace subdivision. Wednesday's service area includes Riviera area from Hancock Road north to the Colorado River, as well as the area south of Raymar Road to Mojave Drive. Thursday's service area includes Chaparral Golf Course, Fox Creek, Arroyo Vista, and Clearwater Hills. Under the current agreement with Republic Services, residents are allowed 6 bulky item pickups per year. To schedule or learn more about the services, visit the city's website at bullheadcity.com and navigate to the Community tab, then to Trash, Recycling, and Bulky Item Pickups. If you have questions concerning trash and recycling or to schedule a bulky item pickup, please contact Republic Services at 928-758-0000.
Rotary Park is the home of 2 annual AYSO soccer tournaments, 3 annual pickleball tournaments, 4 annual 5K races, and a different softball or baseball tournament almost every weekend of the year.
The city has done tremendous things with Rotary Park with the addition of pickleball courts.
In addition to major annual tournaments, Rotary Park accommodates several city and youth recreational leagues throughout the year.
We have 55 acres of quality fields that are lit. We are kind of the premier sports tourism hub because we have not only the facilities, but we also have the hotel rooms.
Rotary Park also offers many other great amenities for locals and visitors to enjoy. Over 1 mile of free public beaches at Rotary Park lie right along the Colorado River and are enjoyed year-round by swimmers, boaters, fishermen, and more. There's also a motorized and non-motorized boat dock, as well as a fishing jetty and fish cleaning station. Rotary Park is located at 2315 Balboa Drive in Bullhead City and is open from 4:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily.
Hello, and welcome to Bullhead City, Arizona, a beautiful community on the Colorado River. I'm Tom Brady, and I'm privileged to serve as the mayor of this rapidly growing city. Bullhead City welcomes thousands of visitors to our community each year for special events and to enjoy the Colorado River, Lake Mojave, and city recreational amenities. I invite you to visit us through these online videos and then come and see for yourself what makes Bullhead City such a popular destination.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Here in Bullhead City, that statement is really true. Nestled along the Colorado River at the point where Arizona, California, and Nevada meet, every view of Bullhead City is a postcard. Bullhead City is the economic and retail shopping hub for all of Mojave County and southeastern Clark County, Nevada region. More than 3 million people travel through Bullhead City every year to enjoy our warm weather and even warmer hospitality. Bullhead City hosts many special events throughout the year. We have just over 40,000 residents who get to enjoy all Bullhead City has to offer all year round. Come visit Bullhead City to see how you too can enjoy this paradise in the desert. Bullhead City is a rich recreational playground with amenities for the whole family to enjoy. Bullhead City's beauty provides the perfect backdrop for enjoying a day of hiking, off-roading, swimming, or just relaxing in one of the many parks in the community. The warm temperatures allow outdoor activities any day of the year. Outdoor lovers can choose between the cool, fast-flowing Colorado River or the warm, smooth waters of Lake Mojave for water sports like boating, water skiing, personal watercraft, and sports fishing throughout the year. Special events as the Splash Bash provides locals with extra excitement throughout the year. Many sports tournaments also provide an increase in recreation and in tourism for city residents and visitors. Bullhead City is a vibrant, prosperous area where building and growth flourish. The Laughlin Bullhead International Airport continues to grow. In the last 10 years, we've added over 1 million square feet of retail space, with every major retailer reporting better than expected sales. With many more national name brand stores continuing to take advantage of the friendly business environment and the experienced and knowledgeable workforce, shopping locally is easier than ever before. Bullhead City is serious about bringing new and expanding businesses to the tri-state area. We promise to make every effort to ease your transition. We offer several incentives to new qualified retail startups and will facilitate the use of state incentives for new industries interested in relocating to our region. Visit Bullhead City today and see firsthand why we're one of Arizona's fastest growing cities and the retail hub of Mojave County. In Bullhead City, we take education seriously. That philosophy is evident by the wide range of learning opportunities we offer, from preschool through college. With low student-to-teacher ratios within the Bullhead City area, we have several elementary, middle schools, and high schools, as well as charter and private schools offering after-school learning programs, technical training and computer labs, sports, and overall academics. Those interested in pursuing an advanced degree have a number of options to choose from. The Bullhead City campus of Mojave Community College is a two-year fully accredited public college with four campuses in Mojave County. And Northern Arizona University hosts a distant learning site through Mojave Community College, offering a variety of undergraduate and graduate degree programs. The community supports education and fosters an environment of community engagement. We think you'll agree, Bullhead City is a great place to learn. Bullhead City is known for its diversity of housing types and styles. From million-dollar homes on the Colorado River to existing site-built and manufactured housing and condominium projects. We have housing to suit any personality and budget. Baby boomers from across America relocate to Bullhead City because of its affordability. In fact, Bullhead City is one of the most affordable cities in Arizona. New subdivisions are being built throughout the community, offering magnificent views of the Black Mountains, Laughlin Casinos, and the Mojave Desert. Local developers, brokers, and real estate agents are here to help make your move convenient and affordable. A large selection of rental housing is also available in the area. From traditional single-family homes to mobile homes, condos, RV park spaces, and apartment complexes offering amenities like pool spa areas, workout facilities, and clubhouses. There is a rental option for everyone. Come to Bullhead City. We promise you feel at home from the first hello. In Bullhead City is like being on vacation all year long with 365 days of warm desert sunshine. We are an outdoor lover's paradise with parks and playgrounds, municipal swimming pool, fields, and many other organized sports facilities. There's a community spirit here that can't be found in larger cities. We treasure our neighbors and treat strangers as friends. We breathe fresh, clean air and enjoy a rush hour free commute. Bullhead City's great personality and abundance of natural resources provide a wealth of opportunities for people of all ages, including a public library, diverse restaurants, several golf courses, health fitness centers, and many first-class resorts in our sister city of Laughlin, Nevada. From simple pleasures to nights on the town, there's a lot to like in Bullhead City, Arizona.
Per city ordinance, all operators of rented personal watercraft, PWCs, are required to wear wristbands signifying they have watched and understand the safety video in its entirety, and they have signed the consumer protection form attesting to that fact. Failure to wear the wristband, watch this video, or sign the consumer protection form prior to operating a rented PWC may result in fines or other penalties.
Hello. I'm Chief Robert Treves of the Bullhead City Police Department. Each summer, thousands of people come to our area to enjoy the Colorado River, and many, like you, take to our waters on a rental watercraft. Unfortunately for some, the day is ruined when they are involved in a watercraft accident. Many of these accidents can be avoided by learning and practicing simple boating safety rules. We produce the following video to teach you these rules and help you have a safe, enjoyable experience on the Colorado River.
Personal watercraft, or PWCs, are performance watercraft capable of thrilling speeds and maneuvers. They are not toys, and they can be highly dangerous if used improperly. All riders are legally required to operate their PWC in a responsible manner. When traveling above a wakeless speed, riders must maintain at least 60 feet between themselves and other watercraft. Turning sharply to spray another PWC, boat, or someone on the beach is dangerous and illegal. Be aware of other boats around you. Avoid crisscrossing in front of other boaters and blocking their view. Remember, your PWC is capable of making very fast turns. Look around you before you turn. Don't surprise other boaters with sudden or unpredictable maneuvers. Jumping wakes or other boats is also very dangerous and against the law. Just like on the road, there's a pattern to the traffic on the river. It's counterclockwise. An easy way to remember this is to always keep the shore to your right. When approaching another watercraft head-on, both watercraft should turn to their right. This will allow both boats to pass safely. When approaching another boat to the side, the boat on the right has the right of way. But remember, when leaving the shore, let the boats in the traffic pattern go by first. They have the right of way in this circumstance. Sometimes you may want to pass a slower moving watercraft. Passing on the left or right side is legal as long as you leave enough room between watercraft to pass safely. Most people are used to being passed on the left in a car, so that may be the safer option. Pass far enough away so that your wake doesn't create a hazard for the other boat. If you're being passed, make sure that you don't turn into the path of the passing boat. While being passed, always maintain your direction and speed. During the summer months, ocean-certified lifeguards patrol the river on PWCs and walk the beach of Community Park. You can identify them by their bright neon yellow uniforms. Lifeguards on the river have the authority to issue commands and warnings to members of the public to keep everyone safe. The lifeguards are there for your safety and will respond to your aid in case of an emergency. Personal watercraft, or PWCs, are performance watercraft and should be handled with respect. Here are some PWC-specific safety considerations. PWCs are fast-moving, agile watercraft. Protect yourself by wearing goggles, gloves, and footwear. Stay away from the intake grate at the bottom of the PWC. Loose life jacket straps, bathing suits, or long hair can be sucked into the jet. Avoid being behind the water jet nozzle, especially when the throttle is applied. The water jet can throw rocks or debris and injure you. Do not apply the throttle when someone is in the water behind you. Before operating a personal watercraft, make sure your PWC lanyard is attached to either your wrist or your life jacket. This will kill the engine and prevent your PWC from taking off without you if you fall. Everyone on a PWC must wear a properly fitted life jacket. A life jacket that's too big or too small will not keep you safe in the water. Your rental company will help you select the proper sized jacket. Taking a passenger with you to enjoy the experience is a great way to spend the day. All passengers should be seated behind the operator. Make sure that all passengers' feet can reach the bottom of the foot trough. All passengers should be strong enough to hold onto the operator or the seat strap. Don't place small children in front of the operator. Learn how to properly right a turned over PWC. If not done properly, it can severely damage the PWC. Make sure you are physically up to righting your PWC. Although you don't plan on overturning your craft, you may end up in the water. Righting an overturned PWC in river currents can be strenuous. Your rental company can give you instructions on how to do so properly. Whether you've fallen off or jumped in, you'll need to get back onto your PWC. The most stable way to do so is from the rear. Remember, there are no brakes and no off-throttle steering. Give yourself plenty of time to avoid hazards, and don't outride your experience. Ask your rental company for details on operating the model you have rented and a demonstration on the water. There are areas on the river where you'll need to slow down, including several no-wake zones. Areas near a marina or any launch ramp are no-wake zones. Wake is the trail of white water and waves that follow a quickly moving vessel. While in a no-wake zone, slow down so that no wake is behind your watercraft. Going downstream, this is easy. Going upstream is a bit more challenging, but slow speeds can and must be maintained. Operators should be aware that the area south of the Community Park boat launch is a no-wake zone. The beaches in the Bullhead City Laughlin area are very crowded with many people swimming and wading in the water. Use extra caution while operating a watercraft near crowded beaches. People swimming near these beaches can be hard to see and avoid. Anytime you're in a congested area, slow down for the safety of everyone and to avoid a collision. There are also areas on the river where watercraft are not permitted at all. The swim beach at Community Park is a location designated for swimmers to enjoy the water without risk of injury from watercraft and is marked by a line of buoys. The area of the Colorado River just south of the Davis Dam is blocked off for all swimmers and watercraft by a bright orange barrier. Do not attempt to enter these areas with a PWC. Not only is it illegal to do so, but it's also dangerous and can cause significant damage to your PWC. The river environment has some inherent dangers that all operators should be aware of. Docks along the edge of the river can be a significant hazard. Swift currents can pull your watercraft into the docks, dangerously lodging you against them. Steer clear of docks along the river. Likewise, stay away from the bridge abutments. In any waterway, there are varying water depths. The Colorado River's clear water can make judging the water depth difficult. Stay clear of areas where the water appears to be a dark brown color. These areas are typically shallow waters. The depth of the Colorado River is affected by geography, weather, and the water release schedule of the Davis Dam. When the dam releases more water, the river levels rise, making the river deeper and safer for navigating a PWC. When the dam releases less water, the river becomes shallower, making conditions more hazardous for operating a PWC. As a general rule, water levels will be highest towards the middle of the day and lowest in the early morning and late evening. The current release schedule for the Davis Dam can always be found on the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation website. Only operate a PWC when the water levels are sufficient for safe operation. The swift currents can affect how your watercraft will respond. An inexperienced operator could lose control or have their PWC turned over. Do not make sudden turns or movements in areas of strong currents. Bullhead City is known as Arizona's hottest destination. Summer temperatures can exceed 110 degrees Fahrenheit. On a watercraft, you're directly exposed to summer sun. While getting in the river is a great way to cool off, you must remember to hydrate. Water is your best bet. Drink water before you feel thirsty, and remember to wear sunblock. Summers also bring in monsoonal activity. These are quick-moving thunderstorms with very high winds. Pay attention to the water around you. If you see storm activity, have a plan to quickly return to a safe area. If you see lightning or hear thunder, get off the water. Lightning can travel many miles away from storm clouds. Being out on the water and in the sun can compound the effects of alcohol and/or drugs. Boating while intoxicated is not just unsafe, it's illegal. Operating a watercraft under the influence carries fines and jail time just like a DUI on the road. We encourage you to have a designated operator anytime you go boating.
Thank you for taking the time to watch this video. It is our goal to help you avoid tragedy by being an educated and safe operator. I encourage you to continue your education by taking boating safety courses. There are several great options to choose from online. Thank you and stay safe.
Hi, I'm Kim Cool, Senior Services Program Manager for Bullhead City. And I'd like to tell you about the Senior Campus. The Senior Campus is a hotspot for active individuals ages 50 plus. We offer daily activities, including various exercise classes like Zumba, eccentrics, commonly known as aging backwards, body moves for brain power, arthritis pain exercise, fall prevention classes, relaxation and mindfulness exercise, and chair exercise. If you're creative or would just like to learn, we've got lots to offer with beading, crocheting, knitting, sewing, quilting, painting, drawing classes, and card making. Perhaps you're a game player. Well, don't worry, we've got you covered with bingo, pinochle, poker, hand and foot, pass the trash, bunco, Mexican train, and skip-bo. There's also computers, puzzles, games, books, videos, and DVDs to keep you entertained. Many people just need support or resources, and we're your hub for giving you the contacts you need. Plus, we offer meetings to include veterans benefits, Medicare information, technology tutoring, document preparation assistance, men's support group, caregiver support, bereavement support for those recovering from loss, cancer support, Gamblers Anonymous, dementia education, and amputee support. There are just so many opportunities for making new friends by attending our parties, ice cream socials, line dancing, karaoke, monthly birthday celebration, and happy hour. Most importantly, we make sure you're educated through monthly lunch and learns and our free mini clinic. You owe it to yourself to come in and check us out. Perhaps during our Monday through Friday nutritious congregate lunch. Lunches are served at 11:30 and last lunch is at noon, with a suggested donation of $3 from those age 60 and above or disabled individuals. and $4 to those who are under 60. All this said, the senior campus also extends our reach with the Meals on Wheels program, delivering lunches and a wellness check to many area seniors who are homebound. Plus, we are home to the Angels Essential area, where individuals can shop freely for durable medical equipment donated by our local community. If you have any questions, please call 928-763-0193 or stop in to see us at 2275 Train Road here in Bullhead City. We are located off Highway 95 between Marina Boulevard and Hancock Road, right next to City Hall.
We've had many, many problems. You've heard me talking about the wipes and the flushable wipes that are really not flushable. We've had to replace two or three pumps at the beginning of that plant to a cost of about $40,000 a piece just about every year.
Bullhead City was incorporated in August of 1984. The police department took over in 1985. We are in the northwest area of Arizona, and we sit right on the Colorado River, right across the river from Laughlin, Nevada. Our mission here is to make sure that we provide the service that the citizens want and deserve by getting out into the community and listening to them, hearing what they want out of their police department, and then changing our practices accordingly. The way the system of government is set up in America, the citizens give us our power and authority. And so it's really important that we get out and we listen to them. So getting out in the community gives them a chance to come up and tell us what they want and ask us questions and get to know us.
My focus on Constitution policing is keeping it at the forefront. The Constitution is such an important document in our society, in our way of life, that you understand that our authority to police comes from the consent of the governed. So if you understand that principle, it gives that document a different dimension. So constitutional policing for me is keeping it at the front, making sure my decisions are in line with the principles of the Constitution. And you also have to evaluate how has the Constitution been interpreted by the courts.
The community-oriented policing unit is the cops unit. They handle boats in the summer, their waterway patrols. They do a lot of OHV, which is the off-highway vehicle, or the UTV patrols as well. So through the deserts on like Can-Ams or side-by-sides. We do a lot of those patrols and enforcements as well. They do a lot of homeless outreach, because in our area, because of the weather, you can have a lot more homeless than, say, somewhere cold. So we have a lot that are out in the desert that we can go out to with those UTVs and those side-by-sides, and we can reach out to them and provide them some of their resources.
Our officers, every year, coming back from summer vacation and from Christmas vacation, we have officers get out in the school zones, every school zone in town, for about 2-3 weeks. And we have them get in the center lane, turn on their lights, let citizens know, hey, school's back in session, slow down, we got kids walking around. So it's a safety aspect. But then the other cool thing that happens is our officers get out, they start interacting with the kids, you know, doing some
Welcome to this special session of the Bullhead City Council on August 18th, 2025. It's 4:15 and we're scheduled for a work session. First, let me say thank you for the tour of the new animal control facility. It's coming along really well. We'll be very pleased, I think, once it is actually at completion. This work session is yours, Toby.
Good afternoon. Yeah, there we go. Good afternoon. Mayor, City Council members, this afternoon we're here to talk to you about the community development block grants. So when we went through the budgetary process, we were clued in and kind of moving full speed ahead on the police renovations, some of their lobby, carpet, other improvements to the police internal workings. Since that time, Jeff and Denise Bishop, who help with our CDBG grant, Denise is here and she'll be presenting here in a moment, went through that process, and it was ultimately determined that with some modifications in the census track, which Denise can explain in depth, why that project is no longer eligible. Okay, so that's the downside. Now, we still have it in the budget to do those police remodel and repairs. But we would have to come back to you, I would have to come back with Captain Harms or whomever from PD, and we'll have to figure out, okay, how do we fund that? We can fund a little bit of that out of contingency. Maybe we wait till a little bit later in the budget year, just making sure everything is in order and revenues are coming in as planned. So I think we could still do those remodels in the PD, but we're also on a time frame for using our CDBG funds. And we know we're doing the Hancock project, and we got $1.5 million from the state, which we should be receiving any time now through an agreement that we've completed with the state of Arizona. So we'll have that money in the bank, and then we also have about this $500,000 where we could use for Hancock, which we'd have to do these improvements anyway. So if Denise is ready, I'll ask her to come up to the podium and talk to us about this process this afternoon. We really could have just had this as the agenda item tonight, which we have, but this might have got us a little bit confused, and this is just a good opportunity to spend 15, 20 minutes this afternoon so that when we get to the agenda item tonight, everybody understands why did we have to change projects and what's our new project and how do we move forward. So I'll turn it over to Denise.
Hello, Mayor and Council members. I also was very excited about the police department project. We got to the very end, the environmental review and the grant was written, and after a conversation with the state, it was determined that we don't meet the 51% low to moderate income in order for us to make this a community-wide project, which it has to meet three requirements in order to be funded. So I did talk to Angie. Angie had the Hancock project ready for the ADA ramps, and basically what we're doing is we're going to do that project separately so that the CDBG dollars don't mix with the state dollars, so we don't have to run the whole project under the requirements of the state. I have the application and environmental review completed for that project. It does meet one of the three objectives, which is the barrier removal, because we're replacing the ADA ramps for 53 ADA ramps on the 2.5 mile section of Hancock from 95 to the Colorado Boulevard. And that will include matching the sidewalks, cut and saw in place, replace the ramps, and then also move any signage and any other thing that's needed. So that is the project now, because it's fundable. I do want to say, on my own, I would like the opportunity, because I do feel horrible, because I was excited about that project. I'm going to check with Homeland Security and the Department of Justice to at least get the level three ballistic panels and glass in place in the reception area of the PD, because I know that is covered under Homeland Security. So, because I do feel bad. I should have known that long before.
Well, and really for us, while it's moving CDBG revenue, right? I mean, we know that if we're going to do both projects anyway, some would be general fund, some would be contingency, and Captain Harms is sitting behind you, so I'm sure he's going to want you to do all of his project. But so we will have to come back just for the revenue side of the PD And maybe we can look a little bit deeper with the captain into all the projects that we've budgeted for in PD and determine, you know, sort of the priority 1, 2, and 3, and maybe start some of them sooner than later, knowing that we're going to move all the CDBG funds now to Hancock. So Angie was on a planned vacation. She, you know, of course, would have planned for tomorrow's council meeting. She does believe that this project would pretty much use up all of those dollars. Doesn't seem like a lot, but it really is. And I think Denise can explain a little bit more. It's not just taking out that existing ramp. It's a whole process, every single one of these. So just want to touch on that a little bit.
Okay, so basically what we'll be doing is saw cutting and removing the existing that does not meet ADA requirements, the current ones. Then they're going to be doing some soil work. They're going to be pouring the new ramp that does meet the requirements of the current requirements of the ADA, and there'll be curb and gutter work as well. They'll also be matching the sidewalks. And I know that Angie and I discussed that if there is a little bit of extra funding, we'd like to put up one of the pulsing lights for the disabled. There's a lot of traffic that goes down there. I went down and took some pictures as well of the existing ramps, just to include in the application to show the state of disrepair some of them are. And I think this would be a great benefit because of the fact that there's social services there, the food banks on Hancock, the way to the senior centers off of Hancock. It would give the disabled a lot better traffic flow in order to get to the social services, the restaurants, the small stores, and the small businesses along Hancock.
There have been a few citizen requests over the years. So the ADOT calls it the Hawk, which you see by Circle K and O'Leary's. Push the button right and everybody stops and then it flashes red. There have been a number of requests along Hancock because from basically Safeway toward the river, it's a long gap where people, you know, may not feel safe crossing. So that's something they'll look at and investigate. Again, will we have enough money? We'll have to see. Gene, you had a question?
It's got to be over 30 different curbs you're talking about?
53,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I know I write down there all the time, so I'm thinking in my head. That's all, yeah, I understand. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I noticed that there are a few that are fairly new condition, and there is one that is right by MEC on Seabreeze that it has like the yellow rectangle with the textured. Mm-hmm. So is that one currently ADA acceptable?
I personally have not seen that one.
Okay.
But I know that we are doing the yellow on them when they are complete.
That was going to be a question that I had for Angie, was the lifespan of that yellow material, because that's not concrete, it's some other material?
I believe it's concrete underneath it, and then that is painted on from what I understand. And actually, they are in district. I don't know when they were done last. I will admit that. But the whole thing is they will be current with current ADA requirements.
Okay. Then, I just noticed some, you know, where the curb, it seems that, you know, they may be fairly old. The curb has been ground down or there's been some patchwork. And then where the asphalt meets the gutter, some of that was some of the worst, elevation mm-hmm. changes. So if that would asphalt work right at that gutter be a part of this if there was an issue with the asphalt?
Yeah, so it would include the gutter, the curb, and it will have to have the exact slope that's required by the ADA. So that will be corrected as part of it.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's it. If there's no other questions, this will be on tonight's agenda for an action item.
Okay. So we'll close this work session and adjourn to executive session.
Correct. Mayor, we just need a motion to go in there.
We do. Okay. See, Dan, you have
second
it, right?
Motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries. Okay.